up to reality, waiting for the bell to toll, banking on epiphany, to force this round peg into a square hole. I feel cold as the death toll continues to surge, as I head to my hellhole, the tissue to purge, therein to emerge, in the same state of flux that has clung to my crux, with the terminal suction, fought in production of the pheromones I needed to release to see defeated the feeling of deconstruction while revealing reproduction of the chromosomes, this poem owes to lotus pose, oh no known interruption. Reality here, I emphatically flinched and forgave it for snatching some way more than an inch. Felt forcibly pinched by the static impinging, the formerly fringe of my psyche. Implausibly calm, as no harm has befallen me since I am back in my mind to ripen orderly. Morbidly depleted, live in rapture for conformity. No stature is maintained. Fate has been abnormally irate in making plain that every pore of me negated to see more of me bare naked. Felt ashamed before I faded, insubordinate, outmated in the thoughts that masqueraded as exorbitance of pain. Did I abstain from taking names of every needle in my veins? For all the cautionary tales and disproportionate entail I have prevailed thus far, an ornament of equal entertain. Equal thinking swings of mine, once if I like that is divine. Had to be the fallen angel, had to play a martyr. Had to heed the call of nature, bleed all of me sworn to break this martyr. In the name of my dear father, I would not betray my faith. I would not disgrace his memory and energy that way. Though essentially he never went away. His essence is my treasury's perpetual donate. And one fine day I'll see him once again. Until such time he'll be here just the same. Handcuffed to reality, I may be, but then maybe musicality is fantasy, and like my leading lady, stuck in the middle with a riddle and a truth, there's enough for me to fiddle on the roof. Little by little, find a way to gain a footing from the dwindling of kindling. My singing flame out through as I remained a blazing. Waste my days and nights could barely wipe from seconds. Hide and seek, one saw me peeking over where the boards were creaking. Speaking of rewards towards which caution was of course retreating. Thoughtfully exhausted were the thoughts relieved and tortured from the grief I'd seen aborted. With belief in me supportive of the need to be imported from the leaves of trees, my deepest dreams exalted. Hawk taught across the sweeping breeze, in seeming ease my thoughts were freed. In time my eyes just no eyes fell away.